What's so striking about this incident is that it continues to reverberate, that it has become a major political issue, number one, and it's been completely disruptive to, you know, all the plans that were in place for the Obama administration. When he came back from his New Year's and Christmas vacation, I'm sure he was looking forward to getting into the nitty-gritty of finalizing the health care bill and then getting that passed. And instead, this has hasn't quite entirely yet changed the entire direction of the debate in this country and the preoccupations of this government.
Now, Secretary Napolitano at first sort of put herself in, a small vice in flip-flopping a bit in her message. But since then, it would seem that the president certainly has been sending signals that those at the top of the food chain, out of DHS anyway, are going to be spared the knife, I think, as it were.
Well, even though there are now calls for Napolitano's resignation, I don't think this was a firing offense, and he says he continues to have confidence in her. However, it has obviously gone to the very top of the presidential priority list. And so they are, you know, working to make sure that there's no similar incident like this in the future. A lot of the fixes that are going to be taken are merely technical and regulatory ones. I mean, you know, additional screening, maybe deploy these whole body imaging machines, and then tightening things up overseas. You know, there's a complete review of all of the entire security system as it exists to this point. But more than that, it's interesting to see that it may have thrown him off his stride somewhat. I don't think he was planning to deal with this as an issue, and yet here it is. It landed in his lap, and, you know, that's what you get when you're president. You don't necessarily get to choose which problems you're going to be dealing with.
Outside of the politics, the use of these whole body imaging machines seems to be one of the crucial issues that has come out of this. Was this on your radar? I mean, you study these things.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
think that you were you anticipating an incident like this might set off the sudden, you know, firestorm of interest anyway into these whole body imaging machines, because they're apparently the only way that you can spot someone who might be carrying a device in that way.
Well, they've become a big deal because they can spot things that aren't necessarily caught by magnetometers or by pat downs or other means. You know, there was a debate before about these new imagers, and mostly it was a privacy debate. And there are great sensitivities on the part, especially of Muslim populations, about, you know, looking under people's clothes. And there were two competing technologies, Z-back scatter and millimeter wave, and both of them produced different images. So there was something of a debate over which was the optimal technology. But mostly, it was a privacy issue. And in fact, the House went on record by a 300-vote margin to disapprove of these things and to prevent them from being deployed. And that was, by the way, a Republican initiative. And it expressed the way people viewed this thing. You know, screening of this sort was viewed as an inconvenience, as an intrusion, and as something unnecessary. And now suddenly we see that the, you know, terrorists have found this vulnerability and that they're going to exploit it. And this is a means of preventing that kind of thing from happening. Now, there was a technology of puffer machines that were being used before, and the idea on that was you walked in, it blew a puff of air on you, and it would pick up any trace of explosives. But then it proved that, you know, in the environment of an airport with a lot of air going through and, you know, a lot of bustle and movement, they weren't that effective. So whole body imaging does seem to be the way to go. And let me also emphasize that this is not the first time that terrorists have used, you know, body bombs in order to blow something up or attempt to blow something up. They did try to kill the deputy Saudi interior minister, Prince Nayef, back in August. And that was also with a concealed amount of this explosive. That one went off. It did not kill him. But clearly, it's a technique that they like and that they're probably going to try to use again.
Well, I'd put money on that somewhere somebody is trying to figure out an alternate way of discovering that particular kind of material. You know, as we've discussed before on this feature, David, that kind of a bomb could be used anywhere. The terrorists just seem to like targeting airplanes because of the drama effect. But they could easily, I would think, easier get into a place that didn't have such screening and still cause, you know, terrible disruption.
Oh, sure. You know, and I find it very interesting that they haven't attempted other targets before, and they might just do that. But PETN is a particularly difficult explosive to work with. It's actually very hard to detonate, and that's what we saw in the Detroit incident. Because we screen for shoes, because we screen for wires and electronic detonators, because we've blocked off these various other alternatives of explosives, they had to go to a chemical detonation, which obviously did not work, made it very difficult to set off the explosive they had. Now, that's an instance, actually, of screening working, because we narrowed their alternatives. That said, he did get the explosive through the whole screening process. We'll close that gap. No doubt they'll try to find a new one. And, you know, the game just goes on. But the interesting thing to explore is what may happen next. And I don't think that the Republicans are going to get that much traction. What I'm trying to do is a January analysis of where we stand in terms of Homeland Security. You know, usually we do that in September and we look back over the past year. But I think it merits examining just how effective our security measures are now, because it's obviously becoming very political.
Well, we're kicking off our bold predictions of the week here at Federal News Radio. So I think maybe we'd be safe to say that in 2010, looking for another way, an alternative method of detecting PET and explosive is something that's going to get some attention, I would think.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, these body imagers are ready to deploy. The technology is developed. It's just a question of putting the money into it and getting them out to the airports, and that can be done.